Savitri, Book 3, Canto 4, The Vision and the Boon, pages 336 to 338. The enigma's knot is tied in humankind. A lightning from the heights that think and plan, plowing the air of life with vanishing trails. Man, soul awake in an unconscious world, aspires in vain to change the cosmic dream. Arrived from some half-luminous beyond, he is a stranger in the mindless vast, a traveler in his oft-shifting home amid the tread of many infinitudes. He has pitched a tent of life in desert space. Heaven's fixed regard beholds him from above. In the house of nature, a perturbing guest, a voyager twixt thought's inconstant shores, a hunter of unknown and beautiful powers, a nomad of the far mysterious light, in the wide ways a little spark of God. Against his spirit, all is in dire league. A Titan influence stops his Godward gaze. Around him hungers the unpitying void. The eternal darkness seeks him with her hands. Inscrutable energies drive him and deceive. Immense, implacable deities oppose. An inert soul and a somnambulist force have made a world estranged from life and thought. The dragon of the dark foundations keeps unalterable the law of chance and death. On his long way through time and circumstance, the gray-hued, riddling, nether shadow sphinx, her dreadful paws upon the swallowing sands, awaits him, armed with the soul-slaying word. Across his path sits the dim camp of night. His day is a moment in perpetual time. He is the prey of the minutes and the hours, assailed on earth and unassured of heaven, descended here, unhappy and sublime, a link between the demigod and the beast. He knows not his own greatness nor his aim. He has forgotten why he has come and whence. His spirit and his members are at war. His heights break off too low to reach the skies. His mass is buried in the animal mire. A strange antinomy is his nature's rule. A riddle of opposites is made his field. Freedom he asks, but needs to live in bonds. He has need of darkness to perceive some light, and need of grief to feel a little bliss. He has need of death to find a greater life. All sides he sees and turns to every call. He has no certain light by which to walk. His life is a blind man's bluff, a hide and seek. He seeks himself, and from himself he runs. Meeting himself, he thinks it other than he. Always he builds, but finds no constant ground. Always he journeys, but nowhere arrives. He would guide the world. Himself he cannot guide. He would save his soul. His life he cannot save. The light his soul has brought, his mind has lost. All he has learned is soon again in doubt. A sun to him seems the shadow of his thoughts. Then all is shadow again, and nothing is true. Unknowing what he does or whither he tends, he fabricates signs of the real in ignorance. He has hitched his mortal error to truth's star. Wisdom attracts him with her luminous masks, but never has he seen the face behind. A giant ignorance surrounds his lore. Assigned to meet the cosmic mystery in the dumb figure of a material world, his passport of entry false and his personages, he is compelled to be what he is not. He obeys the inconscience he has come to rule and sinks in matter to fulfill his soul.